Following the tragic accident up in Siam Mills, council was contacted by community and by elected representatives themselves, and we carried out our own independent health and safety review of waterways within the district council area. And even though it's not council's responsibility to provide these type of facilities, council then made the decision on the back of the review that we would implement a number of through lanes within the district council area. And the way it went would be two at Morningside Walk, Siam Mills, two at Riverside Walk, Meetinghouse Street, and one at the Anglian platform at Melvin, and one at Derg Castle site, Castle Derg. So that's our kind of response to these kind of concerns from the general public. But it's on the back of an independent health review carried out by council.
Who's actually in charge of waterways?
This is the problem, you know. I mean, whilst council is not responsible for management of waterways, I mean, the members agreed, however, that they would facilitate the immediate health and safety review of our affairs within the council's remit, you know, but it's not council's remit to provide these type of facilities. So we have done this on an independent health review that we carried out ourselves.
Would vandalism be a worry now?
I mean, let's be honest, there's always been life preservers items along River Mourne. They have been vandalised in the past, and people need to be taken under consideration. These items are put there to help people that need them when they're in trouble. If they're vandalised, then that is taken away, that facility.